Hello, Life Group leaders. Welcome to this month's LeaderCast. My name is Kevin Hover, and I'm the Campus Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. We are just a few weeks away from launching our Term 1 Life Groups, and this month we are going to be talking about how successful Life Group leaders launch a new term well. And we can break this down into three basic categories: praying, resetting expectations, and welcoming the new people into your group. The first thing every life group leader should be doing is actively praying for the group. In chapter 1 of Colossians, the Apostle Paul says this: "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. And so from the day that we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." This prayer is so rich in spiritual intimacy and thanksgiving that it not only blesses the people who are being prayed for, but also for the people who are doing the praying. We also see this theme of continuously being in prayer for others. Take a moment just to ponder what it would be like to be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom, walking in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, and bearing fruit in every good work, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. And then we see the wonderful blessing for those of us who have been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of his beloved Son. To pray this prayer over each person in your group will do more for the spiritual growth than anything else we could do as life group leaders. It will help those who have committed their lives to Christ to grow deeper in their sanctification and encourage those who are not yet saved to be invited into a saving relationship with Jesus. Next, launching a new life group term is an excellent opportunity to reset expectations for the group. Remember that our primary purpose of life group is to get people connected to an authentic biblical community and help each person in the group to take their next step in their spiritual journey. Our life group model is structured in a way that fosters an environment of discipleship. Our role as life group leaders is to encourage people to seek and pursue Christ. And as you lead in this way on a consistent basis, your group will naturally grow because the Lord is going to continuously bring people into your group. So the new term is also a great opportunity to talk about sending out 4 to 6 people from your group in order to multiply life groups so that more space can be created to invite more people into life groups. And this brings us to the last point: welcoming new people into your group. One of the easiest ways to be intentional about welcoming the new person is to remember your first experience coming to life group. We should assume that it took the person a lot of courage to come to your life group, and maybe they have never even been in a small group before, which could be even more intimidating. As life group leaders, we are responsible for creating a welcoming and relaxing environment where everyone feels like they're at home. Every time a new person visits your group, be sure to let them know how glad you are that they came and introduce them to the rest of the group. Well, on behalf of all the Campus Life pastors, I wish you a blessed life group term. This is Kevin Hover, and thank you for listening to this month's LeaderCast.